Hi there, everybody. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Inviting you to join us here in the tack room of the Diamond K Ranch. So pull up a chair and get cozy while I tell you about Pirate Booty, a strange, weird tale of buried treasure.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you transcribed stories of adventure. Stories of circus life, fascinating tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Say, Buckaroos, do you like adventure? Do you like to go on treasure hunts with your gang and discover exciting things? Well, I'm going to tell you about a real treasure that you can discover for yourself. And you won't have to travel very far, only to the nearest mailbox. Now, I'm talking about the Diamond K record album of Western stories told by your favorite Westerner, Ken Maynard. These stories are especially for you young buckaroos, and do you know why this album is such a treasure? Because it's made for you personally, and right on the record, you'll hear Ken call you by name. Just imagine hearing Ken say,
"Hello, Tony. Hello, George. This is Ken Maynard with a story for you."
It'll be your very own personalized album. Each one is in beautiful color with pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front and on the two big 8-inch pure vinylite unbreakable records inside, too. So you won't have to worry about dropping them. And here's the best part. They're amazingly inexpensive. You get two complete Wild West stories in an album, personalized with a message from Ken to you for only $1. That's all, just $1. And here's how to discover real treasure. Send your name and address to Ken Maynard in care of this station, Market Records, and enclose just a $1 bill. Your Diamond K record album will be sent to you right away, so don't delay. Send in today.
Well, sir, folks, Pirate Booty is a strange, unforgettable tale of hidden treasure buried at La Porte, somewhere off the bay not far from Houston, Texas. One spring morning, as I wandered into strange sections of town, I found myself in a little curio shop near the end of Marquet Street, and I was having a fine time looking at the priceless old relics left at the curio shop by the buccaneers and adventurers and seafaring men. And do you know, the one thing that was of more interest to me than all the rest was an old leather-bound ship's log I found tucked away behind a pile of maps and papers. I opened the book and glanced through it. Was Captain Hale's diary, a true story of his adventures on the treasure ship Madagascar. I called the shopkeeper and asked him how much he wanted for the old log. He got real confidential and said, "Why, let me tell you, Mr. Maynard, I couldn't think of selling that book. It would be just like breaking a trust. You see, Captain Hale was my great-grandfather. A pirate and a cutthroat, yes, but nevertheless, he was my great-grandfather." Then he watched me as I thumbed through the yellow pages of the old book. And he continued to speak. His voice became kind of mysterious. "Mr. Maynard," he said, "you look like a man with an adventurous spirit. I have something I'd like to show you. This, Mr. Maynard, is Jean Lafitte's map of his hidden treasure." I looked at him for a moment. I guess I must have shown a little surprise, because he quickly said, "I know what you're thinking, Mr. Maynard, that this map is a fake, like so many that have been found before. But before you make up your mind, listen to what I'm going to tell you." He sat back in his desk chair, and his voice seemed to relax a little as he started his weird tale of adventure. "Well, it seemed that Captain Hale, pirate and cutthroat, as the little man had called him, dropped anchor at Matagorda Bay to await orders before setting sail again. The hour was around 5 bells, and Captain Hale was sitting alone in his cabin when the door softly opened. Without a sound, suddenly there stood beside Captain Hale a man whose skin was dark and swarthy. And as he spoke, his voice was soft and low. 'You do not know me, Captain Hale, but you knew my father in India. You were together on the Black Watch, a pirate ship that sailed the seven seas. You were never friends, but you had one thing that bound you together, a map. One that would lead to a fortune, Jean Lafitte's map of his hidden treasure. I recovered it shortly after my father died. It was his wish that I find you, as you were both partners.'" Captain Hale's face was white as he turned and stared at the young East Indian. Then he drew a knife from his belt as he said, "Give me the map. It belongs to me." But the Indian was cunning. He leaped quickly and wrenched the knife from Captain Hale's trembling hand. Let us say it belongs to both of us, Captain. I will carry the map as my father always did. And as soon as the sun sets, we will take a small boat and row to Bay Ridge. No one must ever know where we go. A few miles from the ridge, there stands an old house, and in that house, the treasure is buried. As they headed into Galveston Bay, the fog grew dense. It cut and burned their cheeks like desert sand. And as they crossed the bay and started up a narrow, shallow stream, Captain Hale saw the outline of the bank a few feet away. They hid the boat in the rushes and crawled up the muddy, wet slope to the bluff. The bushes were thick, the trail steep and narrow, and the night wind was growing cold. Captain Hale followed the Indian as best he could, and then as the fog cleared for a moment, they saw the old house. It looked like a castle covered with mist. The castle they saw turned out to be a deserted old hut, but it was a mighty welcome sight. The east wind was blowing and twisting like an ocean gale. Well, Captain Hale and the Indian started a fire with the pine boughs that lay on the floor, warmed themselves and dried their clothes. But some time later, when they stretched out on the earthen floor to get some rest, they would search for the treasure as soon as the morning grew light. The wind finally died down and the night was still. The only light in the room came from the red coals in the open fire. Then suddenly Captain spoke. "Are you awake?" The Indian's voice was hushed. "I have not slept, Captain Hale." Captain reached for his knife as he whispered, "Someone is standing in this room, and I can feel it. But they're not moving. Nothing human could stand that still. My knife is ready. Give the word and we'll strike together. It's his life or ours." Suddenly a voice echoed through the room. "Wait, Captain Hale. There's no need for fear." Captain Hale's hand shook, and the knife fell to the floor as he was blinded by a sudden flash of light that seemed to surround a dark figure. Then a hollow voice spoke. "Don't you recognize me, Captain Hale? I was rather famous in my day." Then they saw him standing there in the room. It was Jean Lafitte. Jean Lafitte smiled and said, "You think I'm a ghost? Do you think I'd be here if I weren't? I'd be sailing the seven seas in search of adventure. But enough talk of me. Come, let me show you what you're searching for, the treasure you've dreamed about all these years. Thousands have searched, many have died, but I guard it well." The captain and the Indian worked quickly. They moved a large stone that lay in front of the fire. Then they saw it, a copper casket filled with jewels, more precious than gold, diamonds, pearls, emeralds. Captain Hale dropped to his knees and reached for the casket, his face filled with greed. But Lafitte stopped him. "You will not touch the treasure, Captain. First I must speak." Then Lafitte said, "To the man who takes this treasure falls a great responsibility. Not one penny may be evilly or selfishly spent. The treasure is mine to give as I choose. I paid for it with my life. With it you can balance somewhat the burden of guilt I carry for its sake. If you both promise to keep faith, then come back tomorrow, 1 hour before sunset, and the treasure will be yours." Then Captain Hale cried, "Look, the treasure, it's gone." Lafitte smiled and said, "Yes, I guard it well." Man alive, I tell you, I was excited. I like stories firsthand, so that's why I go out and get them for myself. Now, I'm going to finish telling you this adventure in just a minute, but right now, I want to take just a second to tell you buckaroos something firsthand. I'm talking about the K-shirt and no fooling. When I say I think the K-shirt is pretty terrific, that's coming straight from the feed bag, you might say, because I wear the K-shirt myself. And doggone it, I really like them because they're kind of easygoing and comfortable. You just pull them on, no buttons or collars to fuss with. And your mom's going to like the K-shirt, too, because it's so easy to wash. It doesn't need to be ironed unless she wants to. The K-shirt itself is kind of a nice, creamy beige like desert sand with a big red diamond K on the front. And Tarzan and I've got our pictures there saying howdy to you all. Well, there's the K-shirt. If you figure you want one like I wear and like all the kids are getting, just send me your name and address to K-shirt in care of this station and write what size you wear. They come in 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12s. And send along a dollar bill for the fellow that makes the K-shirt, so he'll make one special for you. Well, now let's get back to the pirate booty. Seems that old Captain Hale had his plans already made. even before he and the Indian returned to the ship that morning. This was his chance. The moment they boarded the ship, he called his two mates, ordered them to seize the Indian, chain and lock him in the hatch where no living man could escape. For 30 long years, he dreamed and searched for this treasure, and now only a few hours and it would all be his. The fog had lifted when he lowered the small boat and rowed into the bay. He remembered the stream. The print was still in the mud where they'd hid the boat the night before. As he fought his way through the brush again, he saw the old hut. His heart pounded till he could hardly breathe. He stumbled through the door and fell to his knees. He saw the rock. Yes, it was just as he had left it the night before. He crawled to the stone and tore at the earth with his bare fingers. He laughed as he remembered Lafitte's words. With this treasure, you can balance somewhat the burden of guilt I carry for its sake. Then he thought, I can rule as a king. With trembling hands, he moved the stone. But there was no casket, no gold, no jewels, nothing but dirt. His fingers bled and his body ached. His mind grew numb. All night he worked digging there, digging here, digging there, digging everywhere. The wind blew and the earth rumbled like the sea in a storm. But the treasure was gone. Well, sir, folks, the little man got up from his desk as he finished speaking and opened the old leather-bound ship's log. See here, Mr. Maynard, he said, here's what Captain Hale wrote on the last page of his diary. When I, Captain Hale, returned to the ship, I found the hatch door still locked, but the Indian had gone, disappeared. But somehow I felt the crime-stained treasure of Jean Lafitte still lies hidden somewhere on the coast of Bay Ridge. Perhaps someday, when the winds are quiet and the sea is calm, I shall return and visit again with the ghost of Jean Lafitte. Signed, Captain Hale. Good ship, Madagascar.
Say, Ken, that was really a colossal adventure story. And, Buckaroos, don't forget, if you're looking for adventure, you'll find loads of it in Ken Maynard's personalized Diamond K record album. Two complete stories of the Wild West on two big 8-inch pure vinylite records. You know, vinylite is expensive. It's the new, finer material that the best records are made of. But the Diamond K album for you Buckaroos isn't expensive. No, sir. It's an amazing $1 for the two complete stories in a colorful album with pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front and on the records. The records are standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of phonograph. And don't forget, Ken makes these stories just for you, and he'll call you by name right on your record. You'll hear him say,
hello, Mike. Hello, Betty.
Or whatever your name is, and boy, you'll be the talk of the neighborhood. So if you want a real adventure, send your name and address to Ken Maynard and care of this station, Market Records, and enclose just a $1 bill. It's as easy as rolling downhill, so write today. Now, here's Ken Maynard to tell you about his next story.
Well, folks, how did you like that tale of pirate booty? It looks like there's plenty of work to be done here on the ranch. So this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Closing the door of the tack room at the Diamond K Ranch till next time we meet, when I'll tell you the adventure at Maverick Valley. In the meantime, get them $1 bills in the mail today for some real Western fun.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.